Hey, howdy and happy day. I got a profound short essay for you this morning, today, this afternoon. You know, a Democratic Republic can only survive if the vast majority of all of the people are moral, honorable, trustworthy, law-abiding, family-orientated, and patriotic. Really profound. Democracy is the majority, yes. But hey, if 20 crazies are in a room, just the crazies, and they have a unanimous vote, they're the majority. Is that democracy? Not so much. When stupidity and evil surpasses wisdom and virtue among a people, democracy becomes the worst form of government possible. You got to kind of watch everything. I get it. But again, this majority business, republic, we need a republic everywhere in the world. Democracy only works if you have equal and proper representation. But just saying. Now, Biden, Trump, he breaks me up. He makes me laugh every time he does something. Blah. In any event, Biden, last week, he had an interview in New York with Howard Stern. And Trump immediately posted to the Truth Social account, his account, inviting Biden to debate him at the courthouse in Manhattan. He says this, Trump: Biden is in New York City today, although probably he doesn't know it, and so am I. I'm stuck in the courtroom and defending myself against the many cases that he instigated as an election interference program against a political opponent. It's the only way that he thinks he can win. Let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I'll wait around. Cute. Okay, Canada. Thieves. Thieves steal stuff. That's their business. But in Canada, it's kind of a good business because, you know, there's not a lot of consequences. You can be a drug dealer. You can steal stuff and whatever. I mean, it's a little slap on the wrist sometimes and catch and release. It's kind of a lot of things. Well, a lot of that's going on, you know. But anyway, kind of backfires a little bit on the government. Close to 50 vehicles recently have been stolen from the Liberal government. Parks Canada, the Border Crossing Customs Agency, the CRA, Canadian Revenue Agency, the tax people, the environment people, the Global Affairs Office, Finance Department. Some of the vehicles have been stolen multiple times. Why not? You might as well get a good vehicle because they only buy the best. Good grief. A lot of irony there, don't you think? Hey, now, there's a woman that is married to the wannabe Prime Minister of Canada. He's a Conservative, Pierre Poilievre, and her name is, I would say, Anna. It's a different name. She was born at least in Argentina, I believe, and she was raised until she was about 8 years old, and then she moved to Montreal, Quebec, and then she moved to Ottawa. She's an interesting gal. She served in Ottawa as a parliamentary affairs advisor of the Senate before taking a job in the House of Commons in 2013. Then she started working as the for the leader of the Senate in Canada as a parliamentary affairs advisor, and she's a kind of an entrepreneur girl. She's the co-founder of A Pretty and Smart Co., their online lifestyle magazines and so on. And she married this Pierre fella in 2017. She's a very active wife. She has an active role in his campaign, and she's out traveling the country and having meetings with people. And a couple of weeks ago, I met with her and spent some time with her, and we had a nice conversation about politics and different things. And she's young, she's 37, but I think that she can kind of make it happen. I think because of her husband, who's a professional politician. I mean, we're hopeful. She asked me who I was going to vote for, and I said, I'd vote for a Shetland pony over what's there. In Canada, you vote against people. You don't vote for them. So he's got my vote no matter what. If he never talks, he's got my vote. Isn't that terrible? But that's the way it is. And she said, no, it's deeper than that. And she said, I'm going to go out and spread the message because women, they have a big role with elections and voting. And so she's working on that. So God bless Canada. God bless her. Good luck, because Canada really, really needs a new government, don't you know? Chicago, they need new governments there as well. They need a new mayor. They need a new governor. They need lots of things. The Chicago Teachers Union, they want a new contract, and they're saying, we want an additional extra $50 billion. That's for wage hikes, and we want fully paid abortions, we want new migrant services, and a host of homosexual-related requirements, plus, of course, training for the homosexual movement in schools. to put the figure into context, you know, this $50 billion, the total tax base, for the entire state of Illinois is $50 billion. These clowns want $50 billion. It's incredible. You know, that's... I'm stuttering. I'm pausing because this kind of stuff just makes me see red. I mean, you know, they don't do a good job. In fact, on the contrary, they do a terrible job. 21% of the people in the eighth grade, 21% are proficient readers. 21%. So that's almost 80% of kids that can't read. And then these clowns say, we're doing a great job. Give us a raise. You know what? They don't even say that. They don't say that. Typically, that's what you do. You go to the boss and say, I'm worth money here to you. I make you money. I do a good job. Pay me more. These goofs, they just say, give me money. They don't dare get close to, you know, the kind of job performance that typically goes with that. The average salary of a teacher in Chicago right now is in excess of $93,000 a year, and they want to take it up to close to $150,000 a year. Wow. I mean, the average household income in Chicago would be half of what teachers make. I mean, wow. I just go, wow, because I have a personal interest here. I have a property that I have under contract now just outside of Chicago for $16 million. And I'm thinking, after I read this kind of stuff, I should run for cover. Or maybe, hey, lastly, love is the answer, but own a gun just in case. Y'all come back. See ya.